Harlequin Historical and Harper Audio present Diary of a War Bride by Laurie Robinson, performed by Penny Scott Andrews. Author note: for me, one of the most wonderful things about writing historical romance novels is the research, discovering little hidden details that took place behind the scenes of different eras can be truly amazing. That happened again with this story when I read about an American pilot who dropped candy to children in Germany. Although my story is completely fictional, I knew I had to use that little aspect of such a tremendous act of kindness in some way. I hope you enjoy reading about it as you travel with Dale and Catherine on their journey to happily ever after. To my uncles, Ralph and Dale, this one's for you. Prologue. 1st of January, 1943. Dearest Diary, little did I know how important you would become when Charlotte gave you to me. You've been my confidant in what has proven to be the greatest journey of my life. And though I'm saddened that our time together has come to an end, and I shall never forget the people I wrote about between your pages, it's a new year, and I'm embarking on a new journey. One of being a married woman. Chapter 1. 26th of April, 1942. Dear Diary, our life in the country has been so very different from those who remained in the cities, where bombs have destroyed so much and killed so many. And I fear all that is about to change. Lately, I've insisted that the children sleep holding onto their gas masks, ready to put them on at my command, and wear their clothes to bed, so they'll be somewhat warm if we need to run to the bomb shelter. It's so very frightening. I wrote about the arrival of American troops back in January, how everyone claimed the Americans will help us give the Nazis what they deserve. I can't say that has happened, but I can tell you this. They built a bomber command station right here in High Wycombe. Shortly after the American servicemen arrived, the headmistress of Wycombe Abbey Girls' School received an official notice to evacuate all the girls within a fortnight to make room for the United States Army 8th Air Force. That caused a tremendous influx of students into the small village school. Local children now attend lessons in the mornings and the evacuees in the afternoons, which includes all of the 9 children living here with Norman and Charlotte. And, as if that wasn't bad enough, the past week planes started flying in and out of the base like flocks of birds. There is nothing to stop the German bombers from following those planes, intent upon dropping bombs on the base, which would have them flying directly over the farm. Norman insists Father assured him there is nothing to worry about, that having the base so near should make us feel safer, and that air raid sirens would sound if the German planes flew near. But there are no sirens close by us. Furthermore, by the time the sirens sound, it could be too late. That has happened elsewhere. No one can say it hasn't. When I was evacuated out of London, here to Norman and Charlotte's, I did feel safe and have continued to for the past couple of years. But I truly fear there is no safe place in our country right now, nowhere that families are safe. I also fear there soon won't be anything left of the country we're all working so hard to protect. I also wonder why we're expected to put so much faith in the Americans. These aren't their homes, their families, their children. I don't mean to sound so harsh, but I am weary, dear Diary, and dare only share these thoughts with you. Unlike so many others, I can't put all my faith in the Americans. If they really cared about us, about what has been happening the past 2 years, they would have arrived long ago. Long before our cities and villages were little more than piles of rubble, and long before our children became orphans. Those planes flying overhead scare me. almost as if I somehow know one of those planes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?